something I ain't ever gonna see. They got it till it's already gone. They're having their fun. Yeah, I had mine. But damn, I'd like to have me just a little more time.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, this is Jeff Jensen, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio program, Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue, on CKUT FM
90.3. Going through my life, thrown out pieces of my past, my life was going well, then everything just crashed. I try to live without pain or fear, but I'm haunted by what happened last year. So I'm trying, Lord, I'm trying, throw out pieces of my past.
cards that you dealt me. I'm trying hard to understand. What did I do to deserve this kind of hand? Started out bad, then it went downhill. I don't have what it takes to pay this bill, so I'm doing what I can to throw out pieces of my past. Thank you.
And that was Mick Colossa and Pieces of My Past. And before that, the title track from his new CD, Wasted Youth. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca, which is where you got to go if you want to hear something again or if you missed something and want to hear it for the first time. Just go to CKUT.ca, look it up in the programming and archives, find the show for the date that you want, and it sits up there in stereo for you a few weeks, actually, before we bring strip it down to mono, save a little bit of space there. And just take it with you, and there's no problem, no adware, no malware, no spyware. There's nothing to do. We don't need access to your device. We don't need to know who your friends are. We don't need to know your location. We don't need any of that nonsense. It's just an MP3. Take it and enjoy it at your leisure. I'm going to stick in one more here for the new release deck, and it's going to be Miss Pauly O'Keery and the Rhythm Method. They just put out a new CD called 50. And it is a seminal year for this band. All three members turned 50, inspiring the name of their sixth album. It also marks Pauly O'Keery's Washington Blues Society nomination for the Hall of Fame for her distinguished career as a songwriter, vocalist, bassist, and band leader. She's also a PhD student, it seems. And for the first time ever, the first three songs on this has been written for guitarist David Miller to sing. So he's stepping out as the vocalist for the first time with this band. And there's a guest appearance on the first track that we're going to hear, Brand New Day, from their longtime friend Lady A, whose legal battle with country superstars Lady Antebellum over the use of her name made national headlines last year. Pauly O'Keery and the Rhythm Method is made up of Pauly O'Keery on bass and vocals, David Miller on guitar, and Tommy Cook on the drums. They are Seattle's top nationally touring blues rock trio. And we're going to listen to Brand New Day, and then we'll hear some nice little blues in the tune called People on the Corner. Here's Pauly O'Keery and the Rhythm Method, Brand New Day.
I know, girl, but you know what? In the end, it's all gonna be good.
I think we're gonna be okay.
I got you.
I'm leaving here with nothing but my suitcase and this guitar.
That's what I'm talking about, Polly.
I think we're going to be all right.
Caribbean Food Factory is available for all your special occasions. Come get a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine prepared by none other than Montreal's top chef, Lloydie. You can also come sample our homemade natural juices. You can pick up, you can dine in, or you can also have it delivered directly to your home by Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. We also offer catering and hall rentals for all your special occasions. Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West on the corner of the Carrick. You can link us 514-481-2444 by email at foodfactorycaribbean@gmail.com.
Yep, you need the blues. Get your picks right here. This is Watermelon Slim.
This is Polly O'Keery, and you are listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio program, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT-FM
90.3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here comes Annie, walking like she does on a Sunday morning, still in her Saturday clothes. She got her red dress on, she got a new tattoo, she got a wig on sideways, she done lost a shoe. But don't you talk
now, people on the corner.
Don't you laugh
now, people on the corner.
Don't you act
now, people on the corner.
Like you ain't been there too. Like you don't. It was you. Here comes Annie, she's in the family way. Who's the daddy? Lord, she won't see. But the people are guessing, people naming names, people pointing their fingers, people laying. But don't you talk
now, people on the corner.
Don't you laugh
now, people on the corner.
Don't you act
now, people on the corner.
Like you ain't
got your thing to.
You ought to be glad.
My wife and I,
we would talk us too. syncope. I blame the babies on the evil ways. But while I was talking,
that was two tracks from Paulie O'Keefe and the Rhythm Method's new CD. The CD is called 50, and we just heard People on the Corner and Brand New Day. And it is available wherever you buy your digital CDs these days, and also on Bandcamp. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects, starting with the births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week. So let's see, birthdays for Mr. Samuel B. Charters, born 1929 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Robert Cray's birthday today as well, born 1953 in Columbus, Georgia. Tony Di Teodoro, born 1962. He's actually from Pescara, Italy. Makes his home out of Ottawa now and plays with Monkey Junk. Dieter Farr of Mississippi Heat, born 1957 down in Chicago. Carolyn Fay, I don't have the year, but her 1st of August is her birthday, and she's from the Philippines originally. And Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead, born 1942, down in San Francisco. And today marks the passing of Bud Powell, a great pianist. He passed in 1966. He was 41 years old, spent over a third of his life in mental and medical hospitals, and he was beaten by the police when he was 20, never fully recovered from that beating. And as a result, he suffered pain and had to take medication all his life. He was hospitalized in New York after months of increasingly erratic behavior and self-neglect, died of tuberculosis, malnutrition, and alcoholism. Sad life for a genius pianist. Let's see, moving to the 2nd of August, birthday for Matthew Jacob, better known as Boogie Jake, ex-cello recording artist, born 1927 out of Marksville, Louisiana. And actually, his song Early in the Morning was what I used as a theme song when I first started at CKUT back in 1990. That was my theme song as I was on Thursday mornings. Let's see, also on the 2nd of August, Garth Hudson of the band, born 1942 in London, Ontario. Mark Naftalin from Paul Butterfield Band, born 1944 down in Minneapolis. And the 2nd marks the passing of Billy Lee Riley from back in 2009 at the age of 75. He's famous for Flying Saucers Rock and Roll and a couple of other rockabilly wonders as well. Caught him up here at the Festive Blues one year, and he played one of the inside shows for that one. Also passed on that day was Lucille Spann. Passed in 1994. She was 56 years old. 3rd of August, birthday for Lee Rocker, born 1961 in Massapequa. And Joseph Spence, born 1910 in the Bahamas. Louis Satchmo Armstrong, born 1901 down in New Orleans. We moved to the 4th on this one. Herb Ellis, born 1921 in McKinley, Texas. And Jim Zeller, I got two dates here for Jim Zeller. I don't know which one is right. I'll have to check with you. Either the 4th or the 7th, one of them is your birthday. I don't know which one. And I also don't have a year. So there we go. But Jim Zeller's birthday is this week sometime. Let's see, people who passed on the 4th. We had Johnny Bassett passed in 2012. He was 76 years old. We saw him here at Cafe Campus on Blues. Little Milton passed in 2005. He was 70 years old. Lee Hazelwood passed in 2007 at the age of 78. And Linwood Slim, his real name was Richard Dennis Duran, passed in 2014 at the age of 60. On the 5th of August, we had a birthday for Lenny Bro, born 1941 out of Auburn, Massachusetts. Rick Derringer from the McCoys and Edgar Winter's group, and with Johnny Winter and, born 1947 in Salina, Ohio. And a couple of people passed on the 5th. We had George Duke, who passed in 2013. He was 67 years old. And Sun recording artist Joe Hill, who he passed in 1957 at the age of 35, died of tetanus contracted as a result of an infected cut to his thumb while he was working as an odd job man. Well, I tell you, health insurance really helps. Tuss Washington played piano behind Smiley Lewis, passed on the 5th. He was back in 1984. He was 77 years old. Moving to the 6th of August, we have a birthday for Willie Brown. You know him, of course, Charlie Patton accompanied him often, and born 1900 down in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Ella Louise Jenkins, another fine guitarist, born 1924 down in St. Louis, Missouri. Vocalist Abby Lincoln, born 1930 down in Chicago. Willie Nix, born 1922 in Memphis. And composer and guitarist Baden Powell, born 1937 down in Rio de Janeiro. A couple of people who passed on the 6th. Well, Gene Ammons passed in 1974. He was 49 years old. Willie DeVille passed in 2009 at the age of 58. Memphis Minnie passed in 1973. She was 76 years old. Moving to the 7th now. Birthdays for Annika Chambers, Paul DeLaurier's wife. Born 1985 in Houston, Texas. Denny Freeman, born 1944 in Orlando, Florida. Rossan Roland Kirk, born 1936 in Columbus, Ohio. And Magic Slim, born 1937 in Torrance, Mississippi. Freddie Slack, born 1910. He played piano for T-Bone Walker and for other Capitol recording artists. Born 1910 in Westby, Wisconsin. Seven-string guitar wonder George Van Epps, born 1913 in Plainfield, New Jersey. Ernest C. Withers, official photographer for Stax Records for over 20 years, and a fine blues photographer beyond that, and a photographer out of the civil rights era who documented quite a bit of that, who was born 1922 down in Memphis, Tennessee. And there we go, the 7th. I got Jim Ziller listed again. Okay. And a couple of people who passed on the 7th. Well, we had Bix Beiderbecke, who passed back in 1931. He was 28 years old. Official cause of death was lobar pneumonia, with scholars continuing to debate the extent to which his alcoholism was also a factor. Harmonica playing Frank Floyd passed in 1984. He was 75 years old. Little Esther Phillips passed in 1984. She was 49 years old and died of liver and kidney failure due to drug use. And Schoolboy Cleave, recorded with Lightning Slim, passed in 1991 at the age of 63. Other events from the week, let's see, the 1st of August 1942, American Federations of Musicians went on strike. According to the union president, James C. Petrillo, phonograph records were a threat to members' jobs, and musicians refused to perform in recording sessions, but they were allowed to perform live. The ban lasted for more than 2 years, and it ended when the major labels agreed to pay the union a royalty for all the records released. And it was on that day in 1960 that Aretha Franklin made her very first non-gospel recordings in New York City, including the tune Today I Sing the Blues. 2nd of August 1929, Fats Waller recorded his signature tune Ain't Misbehavin', did that for the Victor label. 1934, on the 2nd of August, Walter Roland, who was Lucille Bogan's favorite accompanist, recorded Every Morning Blues, and he did that in New York City. And I'll be playing you that in just a few moments. 3rd of August 1933, Will Bass recorded Highway 61 Blues, did that for Vocalion, and I'm going to be leading off this set with that one. 1966, Albert King recorded Oh Pretty Woman. He had, of course, Booker T and the MGs as his backup band for that double session, for that whole album. The 4th of August 1956, Elvis Presley's version of Hound Dog was released. And I'll tell you, there was a little story that was contributed here by Dick Waterman. On July 25th, 1956, the Italian liner Andrea Doria collided with the Swedish ship Stockholm off the New England coast, claimed the lives of 51 people, and the songwriter Mike Stoller of the Lieber and Stoller songwriting duo. They were on the Andrea Doria when it sank, and he lost all his belongings and spent some time in a lifeboat before they were rescued. As the ship was coming into the dock in New York, he saw his Jerry Lieber was there jumping up and down and waving frantically at him. And he says, oh, look, that's great. He's here to see that we're okay. And Jerry came running up to him when he landed. He says, Mikey, we're number one. Says some kid named Elvis covered a hound dog, and we're number one. Didn't care about this boat sinking. let's see. For the longest, 1958, Willie and the Hand Jive by Johnny Otis show peaked at number 9 on the pop singles charts. 5th of August, 1930, Lonnie Johnson, playing piano, recorded I Have to Do My Time. Did that in New York City for the OK record label. And in 1933, Casey Bill Weldon recorded Guitar Swing and did that in Chicago for Vocalion. Let's see, it was on the 7th of August, 1960, Ike and Tina Turner made their debut on the national singles charts with A Fool in Love. And it was on the 7th of August, 1961, Last Night by the Marquees, peaked at number 3 on the pop singles charts. So let's go back to 1933 right now. Step into the studio with Mr. Will Batts, and here he is with Highway 61 Blues.
I wakes with the rising sun. Every morning I wake with the rising sun. Said, won't you run your pretty mama, see what your man have done. I said, take me back, baby, I won't be bad no more. Said, if you take me back, baby, I won't be bad no more. Says, I give money if you let that other man go. I said, don't take my money, then try to dog me around. I said, don't take my money, then try to dog me around. 'Cause if you do, I'm gonna tear your playhouse down. You do me wrong. I ain't gonna give you no more money, 'cause I ain't gonna let you do me wrong. 'Cause you take my money, then you'll slip off home.
When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@coombit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
Hey, this is Layla Zoe, and you're listening to Cha 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 in Blue, CKUT FM. All right.
Oh, pretty woman, she's the rising sun, says all you. She paint with powder, ain't gonna help you none, cause she's a pretty woman right down to the bone. So you just might as well still leave your skin alone. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me, no matter what I do. Oh, pretty woman, what you trying to do? You kept on fooling around till I got stuck on you. So you just drop that mess and come down off your throne. Stop using my poor heart for just a stepping stone. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me, no matter what I do. That's all right for you. Now you just go on doing what you wanna do. But someday when you think that you have got it made, you can't help what a deep in love, so you can't wait. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me, yeah, no matter what I.
Searching the universe. Communicate.
treat me like some kind of alien. I will never be a robot or an android. Just want to be part of your world. I got a heart and soul. Really wish that I was a human. But no one understands me. But I know who I am. I'm a brother from another planet. 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 If you will communicate with me, send me a space. Just like me. We have been here through the ages. We're the ones who built the pyramids. They even talk about us in the Bible, the Bhagavad Gita and the Koran. We can take any form that we choose. You can see us. We won't harm you. I'm a brother from another planet. 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 I'm a brother from another planet.
The unique harmonica style of Mr. Jim Zeller on that. From his CD, the Blues from Another Planet, that was Brothers from Another Planet. Before that, Mr. Albert King from King of the Blues Guitar, backed up, of course, by Booker T and the MGs in Oh, Pretty Woman. We heard from Memphis Minnie before that, and I got that out of the Complete Post-War Recordings Volume 1. Not sure how many volumes of it there are. And that was Fashion Plate Daddy. It's available from Wolf Records International. I probably think that may be part of Document Records in there. Walter Roland before that, and that was Every Morning Blues, his 1934 composition and recording, and that came out of Roots and Blues Retrospective. Before that, we heard from Will Batts and Highway Number 61 Blues, which also came out of the Roots and Blues Retrospective, and that's a 1933 recording, and that's a great 4-CD set available from Columbia Records for those of you interested in those great old pre-war box sets. Yeah, it's getting harder to figure out the live shows these days with Facebook having messed up their events page completely now. It's just all tiles and it's all random and it has nothing to do with location, nothing to do with style, nothing to do with anything. It's just a bunch of random things thrown together and they're not related in any way by date or style or anything. So I don't know. And a lot of guys still haven't gotten in the habit of making a Facebook event for their shows. So here we go. Anyway, the weekly stuff, we still have Peter Mica doing his Sunday shows from his home. That's on his Facebook page. We still have Mondays, the Wheel Club is still playing their Hillbilly Night, so you can catch that every Monday night as well. It starts around 8 o'clock at the Wheel Club's Facebook page. Also, Patrick Hutchinson is still doing his Monday night thing from his Facebook page. Alec McKelkren does his thing on Tuesdays, but this week he's going to be at Bistro Jojo. Now, I noticed last time he was playing on a Tuesday night, he also did that on Facebook at the same time. So maybe we'll be lucky and he'll do the same thing again. Now, Edwin Orion Brownell has finished his series, so we're going to be missing him on Saturdays now. Other live shows, let's see. Coming up on Thursday, Frisco Lee is playing live at Ma Bicyclette. It's an outdoor show from 5 to 7, and that is at 2985 St. Patrick Street down in, in Old Montreal, there in the Point. Also, coming up on Thursday, also, Mitch and the Blues Bastards are playing at the Centre Culturel de Châteauguay on at 15 Boulevard Maple in Châteauguay. On Friday, On the Rocks do a live show out of the Wheel Club. It's limited. You can get in, but there's only like 50 seats available or something like that. So I think you should probably call up and reserve first. Coming up on Sunday, August the 8th, Les Deux Tocsons at Rock for Santé Mentale. And the Rock Fest for Santé Mentale, Les Deux Tocsons, is André Bisson on the vocals and the B3, and George Papafilis on the guitar, and they have special guests, Alain Préville on the bass, and John, the Stickman Mugiano, on the drums. It's free, and it takes place in L'Epiphanie, 62 Garda, number 4 in L'Epiphanie. And George Papafilis will be, I guess, switching guitars out and playing Papa Sons after that. So, a couple of festivals, too, as well, Three Rivers. That's what I've yet on blues. They've fleshed out their lineup now. They have Don Tyler Watson and Michelle Pagliaro on Thursday the 19th. On the 20th, you have Kenny Blues Boss Wayne, Larkin Poe, and Colin James. And then on Saturday, it's the Night Bloomers with the special guest Breen LaBeouf, Downchild Blues Band, and Sugar Ray Rayford. Of course, the same weekend is the Thousand Islands Blues Fest, not too far from here as well. And they have J.W. Jones, Bob Landry, and Blues Highway. They got Soul Stack and André Bisson. And they have Monkey Junk, Hard Dog Brown, and River City Junction all coming up in there as well. Let's see. Now, if we move to the regular stuff, we have Bistro Jojo tonight, of course. Le Messe Jojo, Carlos Vegas holding court. Monday, Jean Eddy is going to be playing. Tuesday and Wednesday is Alec McKelkren. Thursday, Alan Springer, followed by Joe Hell. Friday is Matt Gibb, followed by Matt Rock. And then on Saturday, Riot takes over. Of course, Bistro Jojo, you know where that is, on St. Denis Street. Over at Upstairs Bar on Mackay on Thursday, or Friday this week, actually, they have Don Tyler Watson in for two shows at 7 o'clock and 9:30. And let's see, Barfly tonight, Sunday night, is Bluegrass Night, hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. Mota V at St. Paul Street in Saint Laurent. They have Dwayne Dixon and Graham Chambers doing blues on a couple of nights in there. When it's not blues, they have Leon Coupal doing some jazz, and Sam Orsini doing jazz as well. And I think that's it for my live listings. Oh, yeah, Diez Almonds. Kim Richardson is in, and Duffy's Bar has the Jams are back on Wednesday. And this week is hosted by Pat Loiselle. So there's your listings. We're going to finish it off with Alec McKelkren Trio. You can catch them for Tuesday, Wednesday. He's Alec McKelkren, going to be at Bistro Jojo. And here from the Alec McKelkren Trio, the CD, The Blue and Everything, is Fair Verona Blues. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
sympathetic nurse. They fell into a stark rise love in which they'd only lose. A murder ballad of a different kind. The Favorona Blues. The Favorona Blues. Blues. Yeah. Crashed at Barrett's party cover with an antique face. And when he first laid eyes on her, she stopped all time and space. It pained him to discover that the lack of dignity their families could not ever let their hearts be truly free. Their hearts be truly free.
Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. It is I, the capital Z-I-P, Zip. I'm back in the building, and we have to celebrate for today, which is August the 1st, 2021. It is the Emancipation Day in Canada. That's right. The Slavery Act was officially disbanded in 1833 on paper in the British Empire. And that means in the Caribbean, Africa, South America, including Canada. But let's not forget that that only meant that if you were six and under, you were free. If you were older than that, you still had to serve out your time with your slave master. So, listen, we celebrate progression today. We celebrate a step in the direction of freedom. We're still stepping in that way. Got to pick up all my folks that came down live to support the whole movement and celebrate being free. Just like Juneteenth in the States, we have this Emancipation Day. Also, we would normally be celebrating Caravana in Toronto this weekend. So, I got a little soca set for you. We got DJ Blaster up first. Again, check him each weekday at noon on Twitch. We got Mystical Flex plus the 29th. We're doing something big. That's right. Ill Groove Garden live, and you can come get involved. Stay tuned for more info.
This is Ill Groove Garden.
www.